Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! It's a celebration.
All right, I'm stand up.
All right, folks. A lot of folks in the stream right now. Let's say good morning. B's doing the great reveal. Hold on, let me get my camera here. So obviously Brian Mitchell promised that if Washington wins 11 games, he would wear a tutu, and he is a man of his word.
Yep, Stevie made it. I had to wear it.
B, look at my computer real quick.
Sometime when things happen, you open your mouth too much, you gotta wear what you gotta wear.
There you go.
And I'm a man of my word.
The best part is B's janky-ass camera is just zoomed in on the tutu.
No, I did this. I moved it down.
Oh, all right, good.
Yeah.
I thought that was that whack-ass camera. I don't mean this silly. This team hasn't won 11 games since you were playing. And you know, I do want to be clear. We don't compare necessarily this team to the 91 team that won the Super Bowl. Yeah. It was an absolute freight train. Because y'all also won 11 in a row.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's different, but there is some historical context involved. How good does it feel for you to wear a tutu right now?
Good. You know, cause I'm going to be honest with you, and I want people to understand the way we were getting by this. We were talking about predicting what the amount of games the team would win. And Jeff off the bat, we went in 10, we're going 10-7. He was off the bat with it. And I was like going, okay, 8-9, and I say, best they can do is 10-7. And I say, they started saying, oh, and Jeff started going, we might go farther. And I'm like, man, they win 11 games, I'll wear a damn tutu. Not expecting it to happen. Because let's be real, all the people out there that may be laughing at me right now, did any of y'all think we'll be sitting at 11-5 right now?
Nah.
So I said it.
Yes.
Hoping, well, Jeff, the only person in the world that thought it. I said it, expected it not to happen, so I wouldn't have to. I was just throwing this out here, and I guess they must have told Jaden. That's why he was running so hard yesterday. Yeah, he said his ass won't say he gonna wear a tutu. I'm gonna put him in a tutu. And you know what? It's just fun. And I think when you look at the whole vibe around this football team right now, it's exciting. You know, it's about having fun. And I know you're laughing, JB. Who said what?
Nothing, bro, I am. Here's what people don't realize about Brian is we all knew this tutu thing. It was in the text thread last night. Jeff was reminding people. I walked in, so we both got here about 9:50 or whatever, and we're kind of getting ready.
No, I got here way before that, JP.
All right, I got here at 9:50. Yeah. And shout out to Stevie that works here. You guys have heard Stevie on the show before. Stevie wasn't messing around. Stevie already had a tutu made and here hanging at the office. Hanging up.
I actually was going to try to play this thing for about 3 weeks.
I knew you were going to try to slow play it. But B.
Hope y'all forgot.
B, too. Nobody was forgetting. But B, to his credit, had this thing on, like, off the break of the show. B's like, I'm getting this over with. I was like, yo, let us build it up a little bit. B had it on at 9:59. Hey, he's like, I want this over with.
I got to get this out the way. Y'all get y'all little pictures, make your little posts, and I'm taking it the hell off.
Listen.
Stevie got a little
Stevie's W's. Stevie's not messing around, look, man.
I'm going to let the stream see again. She got little W's hanging out here, little tassels. I mean, gotta go down. She got go team. Yeah. She ready to put some thought into this thing. All the way back. Look, my booty will be showing if I had no pants on. Boy.
When White Bryant took this job to start running the YouTube, I don't think he ever thought he'd be on B-Mitch 2-2 Booty Patrol. But, Brian, congratulations. The world takes twists and turns, man. That's how we all got
on. I put my shades on.
Worth it, B?
Hey, the team is 11-5 going into the playoffs. You think I'm concerned about this crap?
Listen, man,
I'm not embarrassed. I get a chance to pump my chest because it's been a long time, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's been a long time. And for this feels different. It doesn't feel like this is just like a going to be like a one-hit thing. It seems like they are building something to be long, like long-standing, sustained.
Totally, man. I have felt that throughout, honestly, kind of throughout the year. And I don't want this to sound like I'm taking a shot at Robert, but the last time they even won,
man,
10
look,
was Robert. But just
my boy talking about something. I hear you wearing a tutu at the next Penn High event. That's not happening, E-Jack. Nope, I'm not doing that.
The people are going to start requesting this. You got to, like your cameo
if you
price
gonna
goes
donate,
up.
If you donate money to a charity of my choice, I'll wear it to your next event. Jeff, what you laughing at? Go ahead, JP.
I don't know. All right, Evan, let's let everybody just comment on B. Mitch's tutu. Let's check in with the boys in the aquarium. Jeffrey, I think, was most excited about this. Who sent the photo last night?
Jeff.
Jeff had this joint ready to go. At 12:42 a.m. last night, Jeff sent a picture of the tutu. Jeff, was this here? That looks like it was at your house. Jeff, did you take this tutu home, and what'd you do with it?
Nah, bro. After the game was over, Stevie texted me and said, it's already made. And that's when I put it in the group chat.
Stevie showed
up here, hung it up, and left?
Yeah, she came this morning.
I think this is from her house last night.
But she got here and hung it up and left.
She came here this morning, hung it up, and was gone.
And I put, that's some BS. And it's some BS that she put it here. She made sure she got it here.
I think... It's admirable you stuck with this because, sadly, at this radio station, we've heard lots of people make these bold proclamations and then just never follow through.
I'm on everybody's story now. I guess I got to repost their stories.
It is very much making the social media rounds and landfill. I can't guarantee that you won't see B. Mitch in a tutu on NBC4 this afternoon. I can make a pretty good hunch that's going to happen. Jeffrey, you were at the game last night. When I saw you in the tunnel, you could barely talk. You'd been screaming. How about these boys winning 11, making the playoffs?
Hey, yo, can I just get it out right quick? Can I just get it right?
Oh, boy.
Right quick. Let's go! Man, yo, I was so excited yesterday. I was with B and Smooth and all of, and I left because I was like, yo, I got to get with the people. So
he kept saying that.
I went with the people because I'm like, we about to pull this out. Like, I'm at the point now in life, if there is time on the clock and we are down, you can't tell me it's over until it is over. And Washington is back. You can feel it in the young fan base. You can feel it in the fans that have been fans for 50-plus years. We had a stadium packed last night. And it wasn't because the Falcons had their black jerseys in it. No, this was majority Commanders fans last night. And it was amazing. I don't know how to – I woke up on time this morning because I could not sleep from us winning the game. I felt like a kid on Christmas Eve. Yo, this is amazing. This is amazing.
Listen, man, when I got to the tunnel, Jeff was there. Normally, Jeff walked down to the tunnel with us.
Right.
I was like, damn, what happened to Jeff? I was like, asked a question when we got back. We did a suite visit. And I said, what, Jeff left? He said, yeah. He said he's going with the people. We got down to the tunnel. Jeff was standing there.
I love it.
Man, you know how Big B always get me on Bleep You Thursday for not coming to the I even saw my boy Big B out there.
Uh-oh. I love it. I love it. It was happening in that stadium. I mean, the fans deserve just so much credit. I want to shout out in the stream, White Brian, I'll let you be in charge of this. The first thing I see is from Dennis Bailey, but I don't really understand what that is. It looks like it's like code, like actual computer code. I'll give him credit. I'll let you determine, Brian. You are in charge of the stream. Landini, 11-5, clinched the playoffs, going to Dallas for, at this point, the fact that the only thing we're now talking about is seeding and who they're going to play with a game left, this isn't the old scenario where you need three teams to lose, two teams to tie, and one team to get sick the night before. Like, this is not how they used to get into the playoffs. This is, yo, we're in, and we're trying to get a better seed. Landini.
Well, go ahead, Landy.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's just unbelievable. For the last really 30 years, the team, they've never even had like the fluky good year. You know, the Jaguars like won 13 games one year. That never happened to us. We were always a team that we would have to sweat out the last 3 weeks of the season to maybe get 9 wins and win a wild card or something. Yep. It's like, I can't believe the team is actually good. I don't really know what to say other than that.
And there's such a belief in this team and in Jaden Daniels. When they got the ball in overtime, you know what I thought? They're going to score a touchdown.
And they took the ball. I'm like, okay.
Atlanta screwed because they won't get the ball.
You know what I'm foreseeing? People going to overtime, they call heads, it fails, we get the ball. And the other quarterback, or the other captain, throw his hand up in the air like Baker Mayfield did when Pat Mahomes got it. Because late in the game, he goes down the field. They get it going then, you know. And I think that way that they play late when they get balls like that more up tempo, that has to be incorporated in early parts of the game, throughout the game sometime, because they keep people on off balance so much. So it was fantastic. I enjoyed it.
I'm so happy we're never going to have to see anybody talk about the Commanders are the only team that hasn't won 11 games in the last 15 seasons. And they not only that, they did it in 16 games, so people can't even say that it was because they added the 17th.
Right.
They did it in 16 games.
Well, and you remember, it was before, I guess, the Caps finally made their run and broke through, that there was like, man, D.C. hasn't – the city hasn't been to a conference title game in 22 years. They hadn't been to the finals in any sport in 27 years. Like, all that stuff's gone now because the Caps and the Nats have won. And with the Commanders, there's no way – listen, man, nobody knows what the hell's going to happen when you get to the playoffs. I'm not making any proclamations. We don't even know who they're going to play yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way, whether it's going to Philly, Detroit, L.A., Tampa – there's no game this team can walk into where you say they don't have a shot.
Yeah,
there
isn't. No. Now they proved that last week. They proved that last week, beating Philly with 5 turnovers. Imagine they play that game clean, without turnovers. You're talking about a blowout. So the ultimate thing is, this team has to get to the point where they completely believe in themselves, not just late. Throughout a game. You know, I've been looking for this, not a perfect game, but a kind of a clean game. You know, and that's what Dan talks about, playing clean. If they play a clean game in all three phases, What can they accomplish?
Bruh. Phone lines open at 11. B. Mitch is wearing a 2-2. What a day in the DMV.
At 11 o'clock, it comes off.